You know, on tonight's show, we're going to talk about the likes of Roman Polanski and Anna Nicole Smith and domestic violence topics and, well, you name it, we're going to talk about it. We have to look at the big aspect of all these stories, though, whether it's Donna Kaufman, who will be here tonight, or Robin Sachs, or Anna Moss to talk about the signs of domestic violence or the signs that someone is being battered, you know, signs of domestic abuse, because a lot of us don't know what to look for. We got to look at some of those in the media who try to discount things like Roman Polanski. Look at Whoopi Goldberg saying that, well, Roman Polanski didn't really rape her. You know, that just shows that those on The View, not all of them, but those on The View with the type of view that Whoopi Goldberg have are out of touch. They don't understand the aspect, the social aspect of rape. Yeah, she'll say that she does, and rape isn't something that's consensual, but we're talking about a 13-year-old. We're talking about a crime that Polanski pled guilty to and has been a fugitive of justice now since 1978. I don't care if the man is 77 or 27. He needs to stand and be served justice for what he has done. Now, whether you're Whoopi Goldberg or whether you're Queen Victoria, I don't care. Rape isn't just rape. Rape is having sex with someone who is not of the age of consent, who doesn't understand it. And there's even allegations that Polanski drugged the young 13-year-old girl. Whoopi Goldberg may have her view on The View, but when it comes to this topic, she needs to shut her mouth. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.